This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Students and teachers in Central Texas have been doing virtual learning for a few weeks now. KUT's Claire McInerney spoke to two high school history teachers in Austin ISD about how it's going and how their jobs have changed.
Andrew Gonzalez teaches U.S. History and Ethnic Studies at Travis High School. In these first few weeks of virtual learning, he says he's been focusing more on his students' emotional well-being rather than trying to replicate their old school schedule.
The challenge right now is that there's so many kids who have been thrown into this scary place that they've never been in before, and they're having to take on a lot more responsibility in the family than perhaps they did before. And that is not, in this moment, leaving room for adhering to a traditional school schedule.
So in terms of classwork, he's telling them to go at their own pace.
And so rather than penalize kids for that, I want to try to extend them the grace to check in with me when they can and to do what they can when they can.
He's checking in on them, and he's also worried about them. A lot of his students work at HEB, restaurants that are now doing takeout, or fast food places. He knows learning must be hard when you're also a frontline worker.
They've all been impacted beyond school.
So he's happy to have more flexibility. There will be no STAR test this year for the U.S. history students. He doesn't have to take attendance, and he doesn't have to give letter grades. That flexibility is something Pedro Berlanga is also appreciative of. He's a world history teacher at Aikens High School.
Instead of being able to focus on testing, we are able to focus now on having conversations and discussions about things going on in the world. Things that might scare you, things that might confuse you. Being able to be okay with it, understanding that confusion and frustration is perfectly human and normal.
In terms of teaching, he's discussing the 1918 Spanish flu so his students can learn about the last time the U.S. went through a pandemic. Also, he's having them keep journals, whether it's written, audio, or video, so they can be historians during this time.
You know, to talk about documenting and why it's important and how we know everything that we know about the past is that, we depended on people like you and me, just normal people talking about what they were going through.
All high school students in AISD have a school-issued laptop, so Berlanga and Gonzalez can connect with their students on Zoom and other online platforms. Just like Gonzalez, Berlanga is most focused on being another adult the students can talk to during this confusing time.
Kind of just making sure that everything's okay, and, if they do come to me for life advice, which they did a lot during the semester, that I'm able to still provide that help. It doesn't have to be about school.
He said the hardest part, though, is when they ask him questions about the future, because he doesn't know the answer. Claire McInerney, KUT News.
Thank you.